You're listening to SBS News.
A coalition of countries is backing a joint Australian and European Union push for an independent inquiry into the coronavirus pandemic. A draft resolution demanding an impartial, independent and comprehensive evaluation of the international handling of the crisis has been co-sponsored by 62 countries, including India, Japan, Britain, Canada, South Korea, Russia and all 27 EU member states. The motion doesn't explicitly mention China or the city of Wuhan, where the outbreak is believed to have originated, but it does call for the World Health Organization to work closely with the World Organization for Animal Health to identify the source of the virus and the route of its introduction to the human population. The resolution is to be formally introduced at a virtual World Health Assembly meeting. Australian Trade Minister Simon Birmingham has told the Nine Network the findings of the inquiry will ensure the world is better prepared for future pandemics.
It's common sense, it's obvious, and it's really the least that the world can do. And I hope that everyone will ultimately agree to it and participate in it, because that way we can all be better off in the future.
Some of the European countries worst hit by the virus have reported encouraging falls in their daily death tolls. Italy has recorded its lowest daily figure since the country was locked down 10 weeks ago, with another 145 deaths, while in Spain the number has fallen below 100 for the first time in 2 months. Britain's daily death toll has dropped to 170, the lowest since its lockdown began in March. It comes as the British government pledges $159 million for a potential COVID-19 vaccine. If the clinical trials are successful, more than 100 million doses of the vaccine will be manufactured as part of a deal between Oxford University and pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca. Business Secretary Alok Sharma says while Britons will be the first to get access to the vaccine, it will be made available to developing countries at the lowest possible cost. But he warns success isn't guaranteed.
There are no certainties. In spite of the tireless efforts of our scientists, it is possible that we may never find a successful coronavirus vaccine. So we also need to look at other drug treatments and therapeutics for those who get the virus. Treatments that could prevent people progressing to severe illness or help save lives of those with serious symptoms.
In the United States, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has been tested for coronavirus on live TV as he announced an expansion of criteria. He says all New Yorkers experiencing flu-like symptoms or other signs of COVID-19 are now eligible to be tested for the disease, along with those returning to work as part of phased reopenings. New York is the hardest hit state in the US, recording more than 22,000 deaths. Mr. Cuomo says there's no reason why any New Yorker shouldn't be tested for the virus.
COVID symptoms are basically like flu symptoms. If you think you have symptoms, get a test. Get a test. It's up to you.
In Brazil, the number of coronavirus cases has surged to more than 230,000, becoming the fourth largest outbreak in the world. The death toll stands at more than 15,000 as most regions tighten restrictions, despite President Jair Bolsonaro pushing for an end to the lockdown and the reopening of the economy. Vice President Hamilton Mourão and his wife have been tested and are self-isolating after a member of their household staff contracted the virus. Despite the restrictions, a few hundred people have held a rally outside the presidential palace in support of Mr. Bolsonaro's policies. The president has described the rally as a pure manifestation of democracy.
We will change Brazil's destiny, even with this crisis affecting the entire world. Thanks, ministers, thanks to the wonderful people here. We are together. Brazil is ours.
Meanwhile, India has extended its lockdown for another 2 weeks as its coronavirus caseload exceeds 90,000. Schools, malls and other public places will remain mostly closed, though rules will be relaxed in areas with low numbers of cases. The Interior Ministry says while large gatherings are still prohibited, all other activities will be allowed outside containment zones with high numbers of active cases, potentially allowing commerce and industry to reopen across much of the country. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.